I would get it as a special thing to give away at conventions.
No, not a shirt. Make it a poster or something. Oh, make it postcards.
Oh, God.
No, I think a t-shirt.
Dear Mom, I'm having a wonderful time at sleepaway camp. Jimmy is in my bunk, but he's sleeping far away, so I can't get his jelly beans overnight. The food here is terrible. I'm not bad at basketball, but for some reason kids make fun of me because I have two different kinds of shoes. Sorry, I'm sending you this letter on this postcard. I know you don't like me listening to this show. Love, Billy.
Man, he loved
Tom. Man, he loved Tom.
The following program is rated M for Mature and not intended for audiences under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high. And the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place, their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
Yeah. Specifically men.
Specifically men, like what? What about men?
Oh, we're just talking about how if you see a lesbian couple in a video game, it's not there to appeal to lesbians, it's there to appeal to straight white men who think that shit's hot.
Couldn't that argument be made about technically anything in video games appealing to straight white men?
Mm, I suppose.
That was a good point. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Yay.
No, come back.
No, I'm taking the David route. He got a night off. I get a night off.
No, you don't. You already had a night off. You get every other half night off anyway.
Yeah, well, that's not by choice.
No, you choose to have money as opposed to being my slave. I would gladly have you as a house elf.
Okay, let me see that paycheck, and then let's get down to biz.
It's no paycheck, you get room and board for free. Blowjobs
okay,
extra.
No, I gotta pay for things I want. And I can't always come up to Daddy Steve-O and say, hey, Daddy Steve-O, buy me this thing.
Oh, so not the David route that time.
No.
Buy me Marvel vs. Capcom 3, please.
Wait, what? That game was a million years old. I don't think they make copies of it anymore.
It's only like 3 or 4 months old on Steam, and that is literally what David said to me. Steve, buy me this game.
Are you fucking...
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and tonight we do not have a brush fire with us. Instead, we have Logan, Sean, Val, and our guest, Joe. Our other guest is not here. Don't know where they are. How are you doing, everyone?
Dude, these fucking calves are rock solid.
Really? I didn't know you were raising cows.
Yeah, dude.
Moo.
You know, my dog herds them in the backyard and then barks at them until they cry. Because that's all my dog does is bark.
I thought you were going to say my dog is a cow.
Yeah, my dog is also a cow.
Joe, how you been?
Good. If you want me to be David, I can forget the page number every single time.
Can you also be, like, playing Forza 3 Horizon and, just, you know...
Oh, I can be playing, instead.
I do own it.
Please don't.
I thought you were going the David route, Logan.
No, I'm going the Logan route and binging on painkillers instead of alcohol.
Oh, barbiturates?
Yeah, barbiturates.
Wait, who's the FNF Dobby now? Do we have an FNF Dobby? I would say it's Sean.
Dobby?
Why me?
Like, from...
Because you take care of, like, all the social media.
Because you take care of the social media every week, which is more responsibility than I have. Oh, gosh. It has just been one of those weeks, so I've been very much looking forward to tonight. And then I realized we were reading, at first, a story based on an image commissioned by one of our listeners. So this...
Oh, hooray.
Yes. This story, the title is literally, "This pick was fun to do, and the idea of a fat Luca wearing Gato Gonzalez refitted to be a suit made me laugh."
Wait, I thought we were reading the other one, the Christmas collection one.
We are reading that after this, because this is too short to be read as its own episode.
Put it in the fucking chat.
I will. Yeah. Hold your horses. Hold your cows.
The point of putting it early is so that we can click on it and load the document.
Crank the batted show counter up to one.
And no, this is not Luca as in Luca from Hatsune Miku. This is Luca as in Luca from Chrono Trigger.
What the fuck is Luca from Hatsune Miku?
Luca is one of the sisters.
Dude.
Mm.
I like it. Shit. This is not going to go well, is it? So, I did post the link.
It's in the fucking normal chat.
And it's in the not safe for work chat.
Yeah, but you didn't put it in the staff chat.
Why do I have to put everything everywhere? Fine, it's going to be in every chat we have now.
Put it in the staff chat.
It is literally in every chat we have, including, oh god, I forgot about Dawn of the Planet of the Gapes. So, Val, would you do us a favor and please describe for any of our listeners who don't have the image and or are blind what this image looks like?
If they're blind, it's not going to help them much.
Just try.
I don't know why they named him Gonzalez, but it's Gato the robot. Is at the beginning when you're walking around, if you haven't played much of Chrono Trigger, not at all. It's a giant, it looks like a sumo turned into a robot without the belt, and then it has little cat ears on top of his helmet. Yeah, it's a sumo cat, and he sings into a microphone. So it's about like 6 to 7 foot tall, I would say, and pretty bulky. It looks very steampunk. And right now, it's basically if you had Luca turn into Putty, and you try to fit her in there, and she has a giant footadonger.
Giant footadonger with balls and uncircumcised.
Yeah, no, I think you can officially call this an artillery cock.
Yes. It's her main weapon.
Has to be declared before boarding any international flights. Okay, so first up tonight is me being refereed by Val.
All right.
See, I actually remembered to tell you you were reffing me. Isn't that great?
I was so excited for being reffed by David because it would be like being reffed by no one.
Yes.
I know,
the
right?
The tumbleweeds are watching you, but nobody else.
I actually have to read this correctly? Ugh.
Yep, unfortunately. You might get lucky, you might get me, and I'll be distracted.
You might get unlucky, and you might get me.
do this. This pick was fun to do, and the idea of a fat Luca wearing Gato Gonzalez refitted to be a suit made me laugh. I will also admit that this image got my mind going, and I actually came up with a bit of prose for it. You can read that below the page break. Props to the commissioner. They came up with the background and set up this from set up for this that my story builds off of. Let me try that one more time. Props to the commissioner. They came up with the background and set up for this that my story builds off of. Now it makes sense. Beautiful.
Kind of.
Sort of.
This is Temsu's doing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Temsu. Bastard.
Thanks, Commissioner Gordon. Appreciate it. You've kept Gotham safe. How long had she been down there? It was getting harder and harder to think about that. It was hard to think about anything other than... She could recall being separated from the others, falling into the darkness through a trapdoor. When she came to, Flea was there. Wait, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No.
Oh, my
Flea
God.
It's Ozzy. What's
Ozzy slash and Flea.
Oh, so, yes, like, literally, that's the joke that they make in the game, is it's Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wait, what yes. game are we talking about?
Chrono Trigger!
Chrono Trigger.
Never heard
again,
of it.
Again, right before the show, you
never
said,
heard
you
of it. Never
Chrono
heard of this
Trigger.
Game. Never heard of the guy. Okay.
I'm going to go downstairs and punch you.
If you're going to go, you have to add a PH after that from now
no,
on.
No. What you should do is, you know, shove something in his butt.
Please don't medically unadvised or ill-advised, however you want to phrase it.
I'm a doctor and I'm giving you the go ahead.
No, you went to
a... I don't think you are a doctor.
A licensed doctor.
Yeah, that sounds appropriate.
Flea was there, chanting strange words and making odd gestures, so doing a line dance of some sort. How long had Flea been working that magic while she was asleep? She recalled the fire in her belly and standing up to that damn Flea. Fire in her belly. Taco Bell. Obviously, we're going to go that joke. Oh.
Nice one.
That is some good fire in your belly.
Is this... I think this is Luca speaking. I don't know what you think you are doing, bitch, but I'm not going to sit here and take any of this. She recalled Flea saying that the spells would see her taking all of it, and that this was the start of her becoming a happy pet. She remembered swearing and calling Flea a variety of slurs and insults, and mostly focusing on how shitty a woman Flea was. Then as Flea, in a fit of rage, forced a mouthful of magic tabs, all capitalized, well, capital M, capital T, so available in bulk from your local BJ's. I'm drinking. It's good whiskey. Down her throat. Lowered his trousers to reveal his cock.
Yeah, I went from female to male.
I had a little, like, brain hiccup there. His juicy cock.
Yay.
Like, if you cut it in the middle, it juices all over.
Mmm.
Juicy juice.
So that's what High C Ecto Cooler really is.
Yes. It's half-cut dicks.
Gross.
Half-cut?
Oh, hold on, wait. Stop the circumcision tape. We made a mistake. We're going to have to roll this all over again. Get the stapler.
Now, question. If you get, like, a half circumcision, can you, like, pull it up, like, on top of the dick?
Like a hoodie? So,
no, like a yarmulke.
No, you get a toothpick and raise it like a mast so you can catch the wind.
Oh.
Flea laughed as she fell over, asking what the magic tabs were for and what the spells were. It is hard to remember this part. Luca finds her mind lingering on that brief glimpse of Flea's cock. Flaccid, smooth, and topped off with a little collar of foreskin. Who describes it as a collar?
Again, like a hoodie.
So
it's like a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Has anybody made... You know those...
A hoodie out of foreskin?
No. Gross, but I was going to say, like a Skyrim character customizer, only with a penis, where you can change all... They have?
Yes. Several.
Where?
There
I need links.
Many, many Skyrim penis mods.
No, not Skyrim, like, just literally
No, he means a character builder,
yes.
But just for a dick.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that also exists.
Where?
Spore, wasn't it?
No, there is a proprietary piece of software for this, yes.
Well, find a link for me. I want to get this, and I want to stream it on some service, even if we have to stoop to X-Hamster. I want to stream it.
Dude, Pornhub.
Yeah, that too. Luca finds herself drooling as she wonders what it would taste like to have it get hard in her mouth. Flea had told her that the spells were to break down her willpower, increase her libido and sex drive, and to make her more palatable for himself and Ozzy. The magic tabs would make her body accept...
Here we go, penis design tool.
Okay, where? I want to pull this up. Oh, that's not a shady link at all. Oh! It's even got a graph and curvatures and shaft expansion.
Oh god!
Expansion. It's like somebody shoved a BB in there and it's getting stuck.
Oh god!
Who is this?
Hi. Hey, I just want to tell you guys a story real quick.
Okay.
About the band Wangly Danglies. Apparently, according to this Rocky drama I'm in, Steve tipped somebody $1,700 on a $12 bill. Logan, you paid $9,000 to a waitress to change their name to Hot Dog Jones. And apparently, because they produced our record, we bought some guy an island. It wasn't a particularly nice island, full of snakes, but still an island.
Well, Dave, I just want you to know that there is a penis design tool in the chat, and it has glands expansion.
Guys, hold on a second. I made a camel.
Wait, who has that?
Are you here just for a moment and then gone?
Yes. There was a quick break in the action, so I decided to pop in and see what's up, and apparently penises and pictures of myself.
David, you are also an emoji in the chat now.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Can I react to that? I can.
You can react to it with your own...
own face.
Yes. Well, if the action does die down, you're welcome to come back and read this Chrono Trigger food effect with us.
I'm good. Thanks, though, man.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I love you all. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I'm having family time, so I will catch you guys later.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Can we? We need to make camel penis an emoji now.
No. Yes. No. We can't see anything in the picture. Like
I will fix it. I will make it work.
Yes, yeah, Steven will fix your penis.
$49.95 plus tax. Luca finds herself drooling as she had her mouth. Flea told her spells, palatable magic tabs would make her body accept the changes permanently instead of reverting back after a day or two. He had made a gesture and a visible bolt of energy struck her. His final words to Luca had been, "Have fun with your new toys." Next up is... Oh, shit. Next up is Joe being refereed by Logan.
All right. Standing up straight. Looking like a real person. I'm waiting.
Yeah, you're gonna wait for a sec.
Fantastic. Bom.
There it is. That is my creation.
Wow. Looks like a wilting mushroom.
No, it looks like the end of a dragon's tail.
It was all
or shark tail.
It looks like a side shot of sexy Superman.
You may now proceed.
E.T., what did you do?
I miss my home planet.
She had felt weird and warm, and after a few moments of slight pain, she felt incredibly good and hot as she looked down where the bolt had hit her. Luca had grown a cock and balls of her own. Looking back, she didn't understand the fear and shock. These were wonderful. She could feel herself getting hard as she thought back to that night when she, in a panic, had fallen over and had her balls rub against her clit.
Wait, so she had balls before?
Yeah, I don't understand either. Her body now incredibly sensitive. She practically came right there, overwhelmed by the strange feelings and sensations of having not only a cock, but a hard cock. A hard...
No.
A fat, hard cock. The red, shiny head poking out of her foreskin. Drooling pre-cum. Luca lost herself there, her flashback derailed as her hands wandered down to her cock and balls and furiously stroking her thickness. Drooling and sweating, the tiny room she was kept in filled with her heavy breathing and moaning. She could picture it, and she loved to think back. Okay. Her first time jerking off. How many times had she pictured it? She had come so much to that image of herself awkwardly playing with herself, rubbing her thumb over her swollen glands. Her first time ended quickly and messily as she spurted all over her chest and face with her thick spunk covering her hand.
I hate that word, by the way.
Spunk.
What? I hate spunk.
More or less than ropes?
About on par, actually. So, I mean, stringing it together ropes is not going to make spunk. It any worse.
Ropes of spunk.
Ropes of spunk. See, but it's not that bad. Like, it doesn't
it
affect...
It sounds like a band.
What? What did you say?
It sounds like a band. Ropes of spunk.
Ropes of spunk. Oh, so they just covered George of the Jungle and that's it.
Okay.
She should have felt grossed out, horrified by what had happened, but all she could think about was how good it felt and wanting to taste it. She had passed out at some point that night, masturbating herself into exhaustion. A sudden light and loud voice had rustled her from her slumber as Ozzy stormed into the room.
"Well, well, well," he shouted in a tone meant to sound
well,
strong
well,
in charge.
"Well, well,
Flea has made the preparations, and now I get to make you suitable to be my pet.
My Neopet.
Barf."
You know, I didn't play that much of Neopets back in the day, but I don't think they had giant cocks.
No, as soon as you said something that was, like, close to pee-pee, they would ban you.
Wait, this isn't Club Penguin, right? Or was it Club Penguin before Club Penguin was Club Penguin?
Neopets predates Club Penguin.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. Also, Skrullavudin, that does not look like an anus, it looks like a monster.
Wait, what?
Look in the chat.
There's an anus designer?
Oh, God! No!
It just looks like a Victor.
Is that why you can't put things in your asshole, Steve? Is that what your anus
Who hacked my medical database?
Me, the doctor. She had licked her lips at the mention of Flea, but otherwise was too tired to muster any hatred for this loud lump. She was too tired to masturbate, and Flea wasn't around, so she could really care less. Ozzy wiggled his fingers and muttered a spell, the air around his hands crackling with energy. It would have been impressive if he hadn't looked so stupid wobbling around as he cast it.
Val, I think the dog needs to go out.
That's not us.
No, they want their treat.
You're cute, but I like my women bigger.
No, it is definitely your
The
dog.
Audience also apparently
yeah,
wants
they,
the women bigger.
My dogs, but they don't want to go out. They want their treat.
I'll go take care of it. You keep going. At no, the end of this fine. One, after this, it's Val being refereed by Sean.
Ah, fine. It was the end of it.
Yeah, so yes. Now it's your turn.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why he said at the end of it.
Well,
because he didn't know I was done.
He didn't know he was done. That's why.
Come on, you know.
Gigi. All right. A bright flash and Luca had found herself swelling and rippling, her breasts and nipples swelling outward. Well, it doesn't go anywhere else but outward.
Sometimes you have an innie.
They're creepy. Oh, that's a nice butt.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Green Scout.
Right here.
No, I'm not. Nice butt too, Steve-O, but I wasn't talking about that one.
Oh.
Her hips and ass filling out. Every aspect of her body was shifting. Her clothes got tight, and she should feel uncomfortable, but she found herself fixated on Ozzy's cock. He had pulled it out of his pants and started jerking off with glee as his spell took effect.
Oh, I came back. I thought you were going to say jerking off with glue.
No.
Yeah, see, I feel like,
That's the opposite.
Did you guys ever in school, like...
No.
Pour glue on your hands and then rub it together until it like
oh, yeah.
peel off.
No, I would pour glue on my hands and then peel it off in like one clean chunk. That was more satisfying.
So wait, did you wait for the glue to fucking dry?
Dude, Elmer's glue dried in like 3.5 minutes. It was not a good glue.
No,
we're gonna get.
First of all, that's the hallmark of a good glue, sir. And Elmer's, I will not hear you speak bad of them.
Elmer's is pretty good.
Yeah, he was a pretty good horse, too.
No. Get out.
No.
I think you're pretty funny.
I do.
But we say nay.
We say nay to your
bad
joke.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Hey. Starting jerking off with glee and not glue.
With Elmer's.
Yes, jerking off with Elmer's. She knew she hated him, but knowing that cuck was hard for her because of her, she felt so sexy and turned on. Suddenly, her clothes split with a loud shredding noise. So, rip. Her tits had grown massive, capped off with thick nipples on wide pink areolas. Areola. No, there's no plural of that. Okay.
It was just the one of them.
Yeah, just one. One is pink. Yay, is that Bill Paxton?
Yep, there is now a Bill Paxton emoji in the server.
Yes.
Yay, Bill Paxton emote.
The Clancy Brown emote now.
Her ass jiggled lewdly, and not loudly, as it tore through her pants, and in a matter of seconds, she found herself mostly nude as her body continued to swell. When Ozzy had cast the spell, he meant everything should be big. Luca's arms and legs, belly and thighs, her neck and even her toes, her entire body grew rounder and plumper. Plump. She was getting fatter and fatter, and she couldn't care less. All she knew was she could smell cock and she wanted to taste it.
She could smell his erection.
Yes.
No, that was last week.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh god, the liver and brain damage. Ah.
Oh, by the way, apparently there is another chapter of that story.
No!
Yep.
Yes.
So on Twitter, the person who submitted the fic, FoxaCat13, let me know that there's one more chapter.
Yay!
Enjoy our reading of it regardless?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good.
Beautiful. Ozzy was about to come, looking at the girl transformed to a fat slut. And not a slug, apparently. Seeing the lust in her face and the almost mindless thirst in her eyes. Then it flopped out. Luca was delighted. Like, oh, I get it. Then it flopped out. Yeah.
Yes.
Luca was delighted. Her cock was massive now. She could taste it. And she did, rubbing her nose into the glands and kissing it. So basically self-fellatio. Nuzzling her foreskin, stroking the sides as she made out with her own, now massive, cock.
Calling it making out is real awkward.
Yeah.
Next line. Fucking flee! Ozzy screamed as his erection wilted. He had stormed off, leaving Luca in a room with an open door and no guard, but she didn't care. She was rocking back and forth, her giant balls being pressed back by her heels into her crotch, her longer, thicker clit being rubbed against them. It wasn't long before she had a nerve-shaking orgasm.
Kaboom.
Yeah, a bit like that. No, not with the dog, though.
Borf, borf.
Yeah, the borf are not supposed to be there. Time had become meaningless since then. She just knew the pleasure, the feeling, the exquisite taste of cock and cum. Flea would come in and bring her. Yeah, like Elmer's. She knows the exquisite taste of Elmer's. Yes, it's a nerd-shaking orgasm, too. Thank you, Green Scout. Flea would come in and bring her sex toys and use his magics to make her hornier and hornier. She would be brought out to perform for the monsters, impaling her fat ass on a massive bumpstone phallus. Like, try to imagine what kind of toys they need to make. Like,
Jackhammer, several bobcats, and maybe a crane.
A nice embroidering kit also spruces it up.
Wait, a crane as in the bird or the mechanical?
Yes.
Both.
It's a crane being operated by a crane.
Okay. And being operated by Dr. Fraser Crane.
Alright, stone phallus. Her pussy drooling and squirting, her cock being played with by the Nagas. They tug and rub, lick, nibble, and tease her in every way. The monsters would get her and squeeze her balls, and she would come from the pressure. So she's in ball busting. Okay. They would pinch and pull her nipples, and she would thank them. They would laugh, and she would beg for cock.
Can't decide who I want to punish more, though. Eh. Alright, Sean, you're being refereed by me.
Flea would announce with a grin, Ozzy in a disgruntled huff sitting behind him and drinking heavily and grumbling, that Luca wasn't quite the sex monster worthy of being fucked by their cocks, but she would still get a taste.
Borf, borf, borf.
We want a taste too! Borf, borf, borf!
Oh, this next line, though.
A little bit of peanut butter on there will help.
It sounds like peanut butter.
A room full of monsters jerking off.
A room of monsters jerking
off.
God
damn it. Fuck.
You had to insert full, right? Mm. It can't be, sparsely populated.
Gotta go big or go home.
Oh, well, that is why you have the pizone.
Yes. She shudders, thinking of the image, still madly stroking her own cock and ramming her ass and pussy back on the wall mounted dildos she had been supplied with. So many cocks, all for her. She came again that night, without touching herself at all. Just being sprayed in the cum of a room full of cocks was enough to push her into a mighty orgasm.
Oh, sprayed it's like an herbal essence. It's an Herbal Essences commercial with just semen instead of water.
Wasn't there, like, someone who made a video making a, like, instead of guys squirting, they had shampoo bottles in their hands, like, at their crotch level,
yeah.
And they were just...
Yeah, that was a Fiddle Frame video, I believe.
Oh, wasn't that the John Arbuckle thing?
Yeah, they're yes. The guys... Yes. Lasagna Cat, that's the name of the series.
Okay.
There we go.
She's getting bukkake. Her own cock spraying out and her pussy gushing. This had repeated itself for a few nights until now. She found herself in her room waiting to be led into the main hall, but nobody was coming. She moaned and whined.
Blaze Master Flea! I am the cum slave, you villain!
My ears! Ow! So, tone it down just a tiny bit!
I am a fuck monster, so let me taste your cork!
I'm being orally assaulted by 16th century British street talk.
She squirmed, coated in sweat and her own cum and pussy juices. She heard movement, and as the door swung open, she squealed with delight.
Oh, yes! Yes! Master has come to make Luca display her fuck slut ways!
What?
She swayed and jiggled, her massive lewd form bouncing excitedly.
It was like watching a gigantic container of Jell-O.
Her cock hardening despite having come only a few moments before.
Luca is the perfect fuck monster now, so please give her your cocks!
I read that as cooks.
Yes.
Yes, too many cooks.
Her pussy and ass need them. The toys aren't enough to fill me with hot sticky cum. Luca loves cum from a hard cock.
Well, what about a soft turkey? I'll see myself out, sorry.
You're not funny tonight. What happened?
Jokes are supposed to be laugh.
Supposed to be what?
I don't know how I could make it any simpler. Jokes are supposed to be laugh.
There was an awkward pause, and Marl and Frog and Chrono came into view. She had been given cure spells, tinctures, and potions.
Vegetail characters. I like the Goliath.
Please read the names of the list of Vegetail characters.
Larry Cucumber, which is the Sonic character, and then Goliath, the mythical, like...
One of these doesn't belong.
I think multiple of these doesn't belong.
Yeah.
She was able to talk normally now, and after a night of awkward masturbating, and begged, she stopped referring to herself as Luca the Fuck Monster.
Begging, not begged.
You're not reffing.
Steve-O didn't do his job.
No, I didn't. I was being distracted by fan art for Roller Bear.
Still, as Flea had said, the changes were permanent. The magic tab saw to that. Needing something for her to wear, they had stopped off at the Millennial Fairgrounds in their time. And Luca was left alone to refashion her training robot into a suit of armor. They said fairgrounds. I thought they were going to give her a tent to wear. She was cured, but she was still changed mentally as well as physically, and would find her mind wandering and her lusty fantasies and kinky thoughts distracting her. She put this to some good use with her new tech attack, where her armor's belly piece would spring open and her throbbing erection would shoot out and strike the enemy with ridiculous force.
If this isn't a Chrono Trigger mod, it needs to be very, very soon.
Her friends still accepted her, and they would continue their travels through time to save the world, but she always felt off. She was the only one on the team that loved sex enough to need it often. Still, she found some possible fun upon their travels to the distant past and meeting the cavewoman, Ayla.
Oh... Well, there's your opening for a fan-written follow-up to this Fooda story.
No!
What is wrong with that? And hey, if somebody writes the story, I will personally commission artwork for it. I'm putting my money out there right now. Okay? There we go.
Is this where the story ends?
That is where the story ends.
Oh.
We have another story, though.
Yeah, I didn't even get a turn yet.
Yeah, I know. You get to be the first one to read about banging a Bayside.
Sweet.
What's Bayside?
Bayside is the high school in Saved by the Bell, which is a show that was on six years before you were born.
I know. No, I've actually seen Saved by the Bell, kid.
Kid! I'm like 19 years older than you.
No, you're not.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Shit, I'm only 8 years older than you.
God, you're so old. Chapter 1. Kelly Kapowski and Zach Morris were on a date to the movie.
Great.
Just the one movie, though. It's the only movie that's ever playing in Saved by the Bell Town.
Wait, you didn't read the warnings.
Oh, man, that's not even on my page.
No, just read it!
Kristen's Collection. Warning, this text file contains sexually explicit material. If you do not wish to read this type of literature or are underage, please delete this file now! This work is copyrighted to the author, copyright 2006. Please do not remove the author information or make any changes to this story. You may post freely to non-commercial free sites or in the free area of commercial sites. Thank you for your consideration. Bangnet Baysides by Cousin Tiny at CousinTiny2@yahoo.com.
Everyone email CousinTiny2@yahoo.com now.
Please thank this person. The sexual antics of the gang from Saved by the Bell. MF teens. MF.
Motherfucking teens.
It's probably male, female teens.
Yeah.
By Ink First Mast Oral Solo TV Parody.
Thank you.
TV parody is my favorite kind of sex.
Yes. They weren't watching the movie, though, because they were busy making out. Zach was kissing Kelly and reaching under her shirt to play with her small but firm tits.
Okay, so from zero to sex in three sentences, I'm already on board.
Why do you think that fondling of tits is sex?
No, I said from zero to sexy.
That's not what you said. Well,
go back and edit the tape.
Edit the tape. Kelly felt Zach reach under her bra, and her nipples were hard as pebbles, and her pussy was getting very wet. They had been dating for about 2 months, and this was as far as she had let him get, but she really liked it, and she wanted more. Zach was really excited as he squeezed her small tits and pinched her hard nipples. He started to move his hand down her flat stomach, and in between her thighs and under her miniskirt, rubbing her pussy through her panties. This caused Kelly to moan loudly into Zach's mouth and spread her legs wider.
And also catch fire.
And then the usher in the movie told them to quiet down.
And also stop being on fire.
They're not on fire.
Damn it.
Kelly put her hand into Zach's lap and felt the lump of his cock, and she started squeezing it.
You should squeeze that lump. Yeah, you should get that checked.
Yeah, no. As the premiere, how do I want to put this? Lump haver, I guess.
Yeah, let me go make you. I'm gonna go make you some new business cards.
Premier lump haver.
I will do this.
Let's see. Let's go to my house. My parents aren't home, and we can have a lot more fun. Kelly knew she should say no, but she was tired of being the good girl. She wanted to have fun, and she wanted to see what sex felt like.
Not feel it, see it.
And you know, it's all part of the experience. They were barely inside when Zach started kissing her again and started lifting her shirt up. He couldn't believe this was happening. He had wanted Kelly for as long as he had known the difference between boys and girls.
That's a long time.
That's a pretty long time, man.
It's like 3 years.
He got her shirt off and unfastened her bra. Then he pulled it off and let it drop to the floor. Zach dropped his head down and took her right nipple into his mouth and started sucking it and flicking it with his tongue. This caused Kelly to moan, and she said, "Oh, Zach, that feels so good."
That was so convincing.
Well, I mean, there's not like exclamation points, so she's kind of deadpanning this. He pulled her skirt off, leaving her standing there with just a pair of blue bikini panties on. Zach dropped to his knees and started to pull her panties down very slowly. He got them down, and there, right in front of his face, was the most beautiful sight he had seen in his 14-year life. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
He's 14?
Yep.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you were spot on. 3 years.
Yes!
Kelly's pussy had just a small patch of black hair and her lips were completely bare, and he could see moisture on them.
Yeah, because at that age, the pubes only barely started growing.
Now Val's the doctor.
Yeah, it's a biology lesson.
Zach leaned in, stuck his tongue out, and started licking her slit. He had heard of eating pussy, but this was his first taste, and he loved it. Kelly moaned, and her knees started to buckle, so she sat down on the couch and spread her legs wider so he could get his tongue deeper into her hole. Kelly had never felt anything like this before. She had been masturbating since she was 12, but this felt 1,000 times better. Zach was licking deep in her hole and loving the taste of her juices, which were flowing like water. He licked the length of her slit, and when he hit her clit, Kelly screamed,
"Oh my God! Zach, keep licking there!"
There you go, Logan. You're welcome.
One small town, Wisconsin. What is this phone number?
144.
I made Hanzo at fnf.net. Why would you shame me in this way? I hate Hanzo. Lumpavers 5 life. So you're going to print these out for me, right?
Next up is me being refereed by Val. What story are we on?
Damn it, David.
All right. Val, your mic's not working. That's what. Like, literally, I cannot hear you.
Ah, there we go.
Thank you. Because I thought something was up because I heard down here, but not over the thing. I heard, Zach concentrated on her clit and stuck a finger in her pussy and started fucking her with it.
Ow.
I feel like this needs a southern accent. Kelly's hips were bucking wildly and she could feel herself getting ready to come. She said, "Oh, Zach, lick my pussy. Suck my clit." I feel really dirty saying this now. "I'm going to come all over your face." She let out a loud squeal and her hips bucked up as her orgasm hit her, spraying pussy juice all over Zach's face. Pretty sure that's just bladder leakage, but whatever. Zach,
that's where it comes from.
Yep. 90% of squirt porn is not actually squirt porn. Zach crawled up next to her and kissed her. She could... hold on.
Lack of commas will do that.
Zach crawled up next to her and kissed her. She could taste herself on his tongue, and she liked it. I think it was missing a full stop. Kelly started taking Zach's clothes off. This was all before the clothes came off?
No,
damn!
Only hers came off.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Precious, what the heck do you want? You went out. She
wants more love / poop, obviously.
I'm not giving
in that order.
She loved his smooth chest without a hair on it. So she reaches up to her head, pulls a hair out, and puts it on. Then she undid his jeans and pulled them and his underwear off. She reached out and grabbed his cock. She had never seen one before, and she was excited to have a cock in her hand.
it's like holding a gun for the first time.
Taking a selfie with it. OMG, my first cock.
I don't know if you would grab it at first because it's so weird and...
Well, I mean, if it looks like the cocks we've made in the cock creator tonight, yes.
Like, you're going to poke it at first.
Yeah. What is this thing? Is it going to bite me?
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah. Kelly didn't know how big one was supposed to be, but she was happy with Zach's 6 1/2 incher.
How does she know that, like, no, kids are not that good. Yeah, kids are not that good at measuring.
I'm happy with
that. Tape measure right next to her.
Oh, damn.
You guys don't constantly have a tape measure next to you so you can measure your own penis size?
3 or 4 times a day, man.
Yeah, just to make sure it doesn't get any smaller, right?
That's the worst thing about getting older. It's not that you get shorter, your penis starts to shrink again.
Again.
Zach reached down and put his hand on Kelly's and started moving it up and down. Wait, Kelly's what? Kelly also has a 6 1/2 incher? Cool.
Yes.
He was moaning and saying, "I've dreamed of you stoking my cock." with lots of coal so we can make the trip from New York up to Montreal.
Choo-choo!
And now here you are doing it. Oh, Kelly, that feels so good. Please, Kelly, suck my cock. I want to feel your lips around it.
For 13-year-olds, they do speak pretty much like...
They speak like how 13-year-olds would envision sexy talk.
Yeah,
because you know they're learning about locomotion at the time.
They just watch too much porn and are imagining it. Like the first time is actually a lot of fumbling.
Mm.
Stop looking at me like that,
puppy. Just take her out real fast. I will be fine. Okay.
Uh huh. Mm. You guys can ream him if he makes a mistake.
No, don't. Medically ill-advised.
Yes.
I will medically advise it.
Steve-O, getting reamed is not going to be a problem for you.
Kelly leaned over and stuck her tongue out and licked the head. The head of her tongue? This is not written well. This sent a shiver down Zach's back and he moaned.
Talk smack about Kristen's collection.
Oh, Kelly, yes, lick my dick. Open your lips and slide them down over the head. Oh my god, that feels great. Kelly saw a drop of pre-cum at the slit and licked it off. Wow! She thought, that tastes great.
No quotations.
She opened her mouth and started sliding Zach's cock into her mouth. In her mouth. She could only get about half of it in her mouth before she started to get... her mouth. Before she started to gag with her mouth. But she loved in her mouth the way it felt inside of her mouth and the way it tasted in her mouth. She totally loved in her mouth sucking cock. Kelly kept bobbing her head up and down. Then she reached down and started rubbing Zach's hairless balls. Zach could feel his cum starting to rise up his cock, and he told Kelly, "Yeah, that's not how it works. That's already too late. I'm gonna cum if you don't stop. I'm gonna fill your mouth with my juice."
And it all comes back to juice.
Apple juice, orange juice, grape juice, pineapple juice.
It's very high in protein.
Kelly took her mouth off his cock long enough to say, "Come on, Zach, shoot your load in my mouth. I want to taste it and drink it all." Very reminiscent of Sonic and the Search for Love.
Yeah.
That was all Zach could take. So those words, exactly. And his orgasm hit shooting 5 large spurts of cum into Kelly's mouth. She did her best to swallow it all, but there was too much, and it started dripping out of her mouth and running down his cock into his brown pubic hair. She loved the taste of cum and knew she would have to have more. Kelly crawled on the couch next to Zach and began kissing him hard. She was still very horny and said, "Zach, I want to feel you inside me. Please stick your big dick in my pussy and fuck me till I scream." It's just a very calm southern gentleman in his late 50s saying that to you. Please stick your big dick in my pussy.
Pussy.
I don't want to think about that.
Maryland is technically part of the South, Logan.
No, it's not. We didn't secede.
Or did you?
No, we didn't.
Zach began fingering Kelly's pussy again and said... I want to...
We could still secede.
Any chance of someone reading as Patrick Warburton voice tonight? I think David's the only good one doing that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Sorry. It's okay. You can take him up on it when he comes back next week. I want to fuck you so bad I'm about to die.
And then he fell over dead.
Take your heart meds, dude! Holy shit! He started to crawl in between her legs, because obviously it was as big as Carlsbad Caverns in there.
Also he was dying.
Mm-hmm. When they heard the grandfather clock chime... I was about to say grandfather cock, and I felt really bad. Chime on that.
It depends. Are you thinking of your...
No, I'm not thinking of my grandfather's flaccid dungus, Val.
What about his hard dungus?
Yeah. My grandfather's been dead for 4 years.
Rigor mortis, yo.
No, not 4 years.
Wrong grandfather, Val.
Oh, well, I said papa, not grandpa. I said your papa.
Oh, right, we have code names for all of them.
Yeah, Steve and Nate gave them code names. I'm serious.
Of course, I had to tell them apart somehow.
Yeah, there's Bubby and
Can I
Nana
continue reading about not my grandfather's cock, but the grandfather clock? Thank you very much.
What about this hard cock? Were you thinking about that?
Grandfather clock chime on the half hour. Zach looked at the clock. It was 10:30. He knew Kelly had to be home by 11, and it was a 15-minute walk to her house. He told her, "We'll have to wait because I have to get you home. Because your dad's sad." If you were late again, you would be grounded for 2 months, and I can't imagine waiting 2 months for another date.
Said no boy ever.
Next up is Joe being refereed by Logan.
What?
Aww.
These don't change unless people leave or enter the thing. So if you want that to change, force David to come back.
To leave?
No, don't.
I mean, it would be a David thing to do.
No, you.
Also, Squirrel of Uden, you made a tsunami with the penis creator.
No, that's Nessie.
I see it.
Also, GRN Scout's right. This is Zach's first time. He can't be that good. Of course he's not. It's all embellishing.
You're right, Zach.
It's in his mind.
Mm.
You're right, Zach, but we'll have to wait till next week because my family's going to my grandmother's in the morning and won't be back till Sunday night. They got up and got dressed as Kelly started to put her panties on. Zach said, "Let me keep these. It will help make the week go faster." Zach, you're so nasty. Let me have my panties.
Panties!
Pants!
He handed them to her, and she shook them and wiped them along her slit, soaking up more of her tasty.
Don't do that if you're gonna put them back on!
She's not going to, obviously.
She shook, you said?
She took.
Oh, yeah. She took them. Okay, drink
it. He said she shook.
Wiggle, 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 vagina juice.
All night long.
She handed them to him and said, "This should make the week even better."
Why would I want your used...
Oh. Pencil dick.
Squirrel of Uden, why did you make a plank?
How did you make a plank?
That's too perfect.
Zach walked her home, and all the way there, he kept his hand on her beautiful ass, rubbing it with every step. They kissed goodnight on the front porch, each knowing next Friday was going to be fantastic.
Four.
Zach went home. Zach went home, cleaned up the living room, then went to his room to go to bed. He laid there, but couldn't get Kelly off his mind. He took Kelly's panties and laid them on his face while he reached down and started stroking this time, just hard cock. He had Kelly's panties in his mouth.
What the fuck?
And the taste was driving him closer to orgasm like a Dodge Caravan.
No.
Then he reached down with his left hand and started rubbing his balls.
Am I the only one that doesn't find ball cupping or ball rubbing or ball stroking erotic in any way?
Okay, so clearly you've never
had my balls stroked
with your
by
own
Logan
balls properly. You've never played with your own balls properly if you don't think it feels good.
I just
Steve-O's weird. It's just like how his nipples.
Well, I mean, he is afraid of his own penis.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense that he'd also be afraid of his own balls.
Is he just afraid of his whole lower half?
I like this. Just,
he's not down with it.
I like this fictional narrative you're making for me. Keyword fictional.
No, it's not fictional. You know what we can also add to this non-fictional narrative? The fact that you're afraid of your own asshole.
I'm not afraid. I have a medical condition. You son of a bitch.
It's also...
Is your medical condition asshole phobia?
All right, I'm done. Joe, keep going right now.
How about those hard, forever hard nipples?
Is this a thing that we should talk about?
What about those forever hard nipples?
Steve-O has forever hard nipples.
Wow, yes, dropped the bombshell without any precursor there, Val.
Well, I mean...
It's not a bombshell.
It's not really a bombshell. Anyone who's ever seen you in public knows that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why is this analyzing my penis? The nervous, masochistic, sleeping lion. Ability 44%. Is this a stat sheet for my dick?
What the fuck?
All right. His middle finger on his left hand accidentally rubbed his asshole, causing him to shudder and cross his asshole, causing him to shudder and moan. I was too busy thinking about that this should be Steve-O.
He was curious, so he licked his finger and inserted it into his asshole. This is so timely. He moaned out loud and thought, this feels really good.
He's right.
A lesson that we could all learn.
Yeah. Everyone, play with your own asshole. It's good.
Is that the tagline? It's good?
It's good.
Yes.
That's the tagline. That's the episode title. It's good.
He started fucking himself with his finger while stroking his dick at the same time. That was all he could take, and cum shot from his cock. The first bird landed on his chin, and then some on his chest, the rest on his stomach, and hand, and arm.
I feel like I need to take a shower just listening to this.
Zach had a strange urge to taste his cum. He had gotten a small taste when he had kissed Kelly after she had sucked him off.
Recycling, that's how it works.
He wanted more. He stuck his tongue out and licked his chin. What? Can you lick your own chin?
Logan, why does your penis look like a slippery slide?
Yeah, no. I got blown the fuck out, apparently.
Ability 3%. Damn.
He stuck his tongue out and licked his chin. The taste was amazing. He scooped it all up and licked his hand clean and fell asleep and dreamed of
Kelly. That is so much bullshit. Cum does not taste good.
Kelly had gone into her room and started getting ready for bed. She took her top off, then her bra. She wasn't happy with her tits. They were very small. She only wore a size 32A bra, and that was mainly to keep her nipples from showing through her shirt.
I'm sorry, I totally didn't understand what you just said.
I didn't either. I passed out.
Basically,
almost.
She's having inferiority complex because she hasn't gone through puberty fully yet.
Because she has a cup titty.
Yeah, and it's going to change for sure.
Not necessarily.
Her ass on...
Good chance to grow.
Oh my god! Either talk or let him read!
Go ahead. I'm done.
Her ass, on the other hand... Sorry.
God damn it!
Her ass, on the other hand, was nothing less than spectacular. Everybody stared at it. She had even heard some of the boys call it an onion ass.
What does that even mean?
Because what? Looking at it would bring a tear to your eyes.
That makes no sense.
That's in the story. I didn't make that up.
I know, but yeah. I'm saying to the story, it makes no sense.
Well, have you ever cut onions before?
Yes, but that's
makes you tear up.
It also means it smells.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean,
perfect.
Most asses smell, Val.
She was just about to take her skirt off when her little sister Nikki walked in.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hi, Kelly. How was your date with Zach? It was fine, Nikki. We went to the movie and had a really good time. And don't you know how to knock? I was just getting ready for bed, Kelly said as she grabbed her nightshirt and put it on.
Next up is Val being refereed by Sean.
Hooray!
I'm just seeing what my ability... I apparently have a 45% ability vagina called the business-like tunnel.
So it's all tunnels.
It's all tunnels, yes. Also, okay. My anus is called the fierce, trendy fountain.
Good for you, buddy.
I know it's trendy on the show. I don't know where else.
My butthole is also a hipster.
Yes. Kelly didn't know that Nikki had a crush on Zach and that her pussy got wet just from the thought of him. Kelly pulled her skirt off, and when she did, Nikki saw she wasn't wearing any panties. My God, Kelly, where are your panties? Oh, I've already taken them off. I don't see them on the floor. Did you forget them at Zach's? Did you let him play with your pussy?
Wow, that line of interrogation escalated quickly.
I don't think people talk like this.
Nikki, how could you say that? You know I don't do that. Besides, it's none of your business anyway. Come on, Kelly, I know you get horny and play with yourself. I do too. I know if I was you, I'd be all over Zach any chance I got. I just want to hear the juicy details so I can enjoy myself too.
Ah!
All about the juicy details, as in juicy vagina, juicy cock.
She wants to hear about how her sister got fucked.
The author is very deficient in vitamin C. That's what it is.
Yes. Needs a lot of juice. Nikki, I can't believe you're talking like that. You're too young to be thinking things like that. Jeez, Kelly, I'm almost 13 and it's not like I haven't done anything. Oh, really? And what exactly have you done? Oh, that's not the kind of a question you want to ask. No. Well, you know Johnny? Like,
His name is Johnny.
Yeah, there's a capital K on No Johnny that lives around the corner. I've seen this cock and even played with it. I also let him see my pussy and play with it. Wow.
Wow.
It's like playing doctor in the wrong way. I don't believe it. You're just making it up. No, I'm not, Kelly. I even messed around with my friend Shelly, and boy, was that fun. Are you serious? You played around with another girl? I can't imagine that with that...
Blip, blip, blip. Today is July 21st, Masturbation Day.
Yep. I can't imagine what that would be like. Just the thought of Nikki messing around with Shelly was making Kelly's pussy wet. Shelly was a very pretty redhead junior high cheerleader.
But Nikki's her sister.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh God, Kelly, it was great. First we played with each other, and then she went down on me and licked my pussy. Have you ever had your pussy licked? It feels great.
God.
Then I went down on her. It was so much fun, and she tasted so good, and that red hair on the pussy and the freckles. Just the thought
The fractals, as in like the mathematical algorithm?
Sure, a vagina is fractal.
The fractal tunnel ability 67%.
You mean two-thirds.
Damn. Oh my goodness, the next line. Just the thought of it is making me wet right now. As she said this, Nikki reached down into her panties and started rubbing herself. Right in front of her sister.
No.
Kelly couldn't believe he was standing in her room masturbating right in front of her. Then she realized she was too. What?
No, keep going.
Tell me more, Nikki. I'd like to know, as in the guy from earlier, know Johnny, what it's like. Kill me, I can show you a whole lot easier.
A whole new veg, a new vagina taste for you.
It's very minty.
Cause when your sister asks to get some ass, you can't really deny her.
Only 43 more pages.
Yep. Yo, Steve-O!
Do
you?
I was about to say, next up is Sean being refereed by me.
But you didn't, though.
I was about to!
With that, Nikki leaned in and kissed Kelly on the lips. Which set of lips? Kelly was shocked and started to say something. But when she opened her mouth, Nikki slipped her tongue inside. And that was all Kelly needed. She started kissing back, and Nikki reached down and slid a finger into Kelly's cunt. Kelly moaned, and Nikki pushed her back onto the bed. He stood up and lifted her shirt over her head, exposing a nice pair of tits. Kelly couldn't believe her sister, who was 13 months younger, had bigger tits.
I'm glad there was months there. Thank you.
Yeah. Kelly thought it was funny she already wore a 32B bra.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Got him.
Nikki also had blonde hair compared to Kelly's black. Nikki pulled her panties, revealing a very tiny patch of light brown hair on her pussy. Nikki lay down on the bed with Kelly and started sucking on Kelly's nipples, going from one to the other, like Pong. Her hand was sliding down to Kelly's pussy, and she slid her middle finger in and started moving in and out.
Also, eating dinner during this was a mistake.
Oh.
Yes.
I do have salmon, though, which is appropriate.
Appropro.
Pretty much. Appropro.
She licked her way down to Kelly's pussy, then buried her face in it, licking from the bottom of her slit to the top. Kelly couldn't believe her little sister was licking her pussy. She knew it was wrong, but she didn't care. Kelly started licking lower, getting closer to Kelly's asshole.
Yeah.
It's good.
Really? Have you licked Nikki's asshole?
Which is that I haven't.
Stop eating dinner.
These peas are delicious. What?
This penis is delicious, yes.
Yes.
Peas. P-E-A-S.
P-E-N-I-S.
This delicious.
This
penis
is the National Spelling Bee Week, so.
Then, with no warning, she pushed Kelly's legs up higher and buried her tongue up Kelly's ass.
Man, must taste extra assy.
Extra assy.
Yeah, like Marlboro Reds.
God damn it.
Kelly had never felt anything like this before, and she started shivering and shaking. Then Nikki pulled her tongue out and stuck her finger in Kelly's asshole. Nikki started licking her clit while at the same time fingering her ass.
Oh, no, don't go back to... Not ass to vagina. No. Bad.
That did it. that was all she could take, and Kelly screamed into a pillow as she came all over her little sister's face.
I also come when I get toxic shock.
They laid in each other's arms for a few minutes, gently kissing, and Kelly said,
"Ugh. That was amazing. Now it's my turn."
She kissed her way down and sucked Nikki's left nipple. Then her right hand was busy playing with Nikki's pussy. She kissed her way down, and while looking at Nikki's young pussy, she thought,
"Now's the moment of truth. Can I really lick my sister's pussy?"
Oh!
This next line.
Hell yes, I can!
Well, you can put your mind to anything, that doesn't mean you should.
Well, she's not going to put her mind to it.
She's going to put her tongue to it.
And she dove in and started licking. Kelly licked Nikki just like she had licked Kelly. She even licked her asshole. Nikki was squirming and moaning. She told Kelly,
"Put your finger on my ass like I did you."
No.
Kelly did as she was told and started fucking Nikki's ass with her finger. Nikki was groaning and said, quote space,
"Put another one in."
And so Kelly went to the side and grabbed one of those gargantuan foam fingers and tried to shove it in the butthole.
We're number one indeed.
Number one in the number two.
Kelly did, and Nikki exploded, humping her pussy hard into Kelly's mouth.
Bam!
She exploded.
As they laid there holding each other, Nikki said,
"Tell me about Zach. How big is his cock? Did you suck it? Did he eat you? Did he fuck you? Tell me everything, and when can I join in?"
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is presumptuous. And what page are we on? We're on page 6 out of 49?
Remember when I said 43 more pages? Yeah, still that.
Math is a thing.
Fractals are also a thing.
They laughed and played with each other as Kelly told her all they had done.
Which wasn't much.
Yeah, no. It was like a half hour of stuff. And then I have to go home. Sorry.
They did more with each other than what she did with Zach.
Yeah.
Next up is Logan being refereed by Sean.
Chapter 2.
Peanut butter?
It was Monday morning after Zach and Kelly's first encounter. They were both still horny and looking forward to Friday night.
I don't know if the chronicling announcer is good for this. I think we're like...
I think you could suck my dick.
Skeezy uncle.
I don't have any skeezy uncles, so
all right, Logan, act like a creeper from a convention. Not that kind of creeper, you know what I'm talking about.
First creeper that came into my mind.
Hang on, let me get into character.
Put on your fedora.
Hey, no.
Go
hey,
to
no,
OKCupid.
Hey, no, hey, no,
hey,
no.
Hey, now, you're a rock star.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed. Oh, very boy. Into character.
Zach hugged Kelly from behind.
Oh, God.
Squeezing her tits and rubbing his cock on her ass.
I can't take this.
If I didn't
page.
Already have enough butt problems, I just got a whole ton more. Thanks, Logan.
You're welcome. I can hardly wait till Friday night. I want to fuck you so bad. My dick has been hard as a rock all weekend.
Jesus Christ!
He whispered in her ear. Kelly pulled away from him and said, "We can't do this here. I don't want anyone thinking I'm a slut." She reached down and squeezed his cock as she walked away. He almost shot his load from this brief touch.
Kaboom.
Across the hall, Lisa Turtle couldn't believe her eyes. Zach and Kelly groping each other in school. She had to find out what they had done and how far they had gone. Back at Zach's house, his mom, Melanie, was cleaning his room and found Kelly's panties.
Don't bring the mother into this.
At first, she was shocked and then started to get excited.
No!
But then... She knew they had to be Kelly's, and the thought of Zach and Kelly fucking was driving her wild. She put them up to her nose And the smell made her pussy wetter. She stripped off her clothes.
Can pussies pucker? Because that would be weird.
And laid down on Zach's bed. She started rubbing her pussy with her right hand while squeezing her tits with her left. She was a good-looking woman, 36 years old, slim build, nice ass, and 34 C tits.
36? And
she had him when she was 22.
Okay.
That's very simple mathematics.
it's hard to math right now for me.
Well, some of us are in character. She was thinking of Zach sliding his hard cock up Kelly's tight pussy and Kelly humping her ass to meet every stroke.
No.
She wondered how big is Zach's cock.
No.
And how would it feel in her pussy.
No.
No. No. No. No.
Make it stop.
Yes. Wait. No.
She wondered how Kelly's pussy would taste. She had two fingers in her pussy and could feel her orgasm approaching. She incense. She fucked herself harder and screamed, "Come on, Zach, fuck me hard. Fuck your mother." She humped her ass and shoved a third finger up her cunt and screamed as her orgasm hit her, soaking Zach's sheets. Lisa kept watching Zach and Kelly. Every time they would grab each other. She knew they had fooled around, and the thought of it was making her horny. She went to talk to her friend, Jesse Spano. "I know they've messed around, and they can't keep their hands off each other. Don't be silly, Kelly. Kelly isn't that kind of girl."
There are no commas, so it makes it hard to tell.
I'm going to keep an eye on them anyways.
On the commas?
Yes.
Mouth breather Jones, please stop.
Are you sleeping or breathing, Kent?
I'm finished.
Yes, I know. I didn't know if the breathing was part of your fucking reading.
No.
Okay, next up is me being refereed by Val. Also, Logan, I can get you the business cards for $20.
How about for no money?
How about $10 each?
How about for no money?
How about $10 each?
How about you do this for Logan?
How about this is the only birthday present I will ever buy you?
Well, that's not true. You bought me a birthday present last year.
How about this is the only birthday present I will buy you from now on forever?
I don't like this. What if I have chemo again on my birthday? What am I going to get then?
Different business cards. Later that day, they were in the shower after gym class. Do you want me to do normal or go back to Southern, or do you want me to continue, Logan?
Whatever you want, bud.
Something else if you want. No,
do the thing that I did.
Kelly couldn't keep her eyes off Jesse and Lisa.
We didn't say serial killer.
It's a very blurry line there. Deckard Cain good?
Sure.
Okay.
Jessie was a tall, sandy-haired girl with 34B tits and a nice ass. Lisa was a real beauty, too. Her tits were about the same size as Jessie's, but she was much shorter and her ass was round and firm.
Deckard Cain's reading to his granddaughter and he brought the wrong book.
Oh.
As she soaped herself up, Kelly noticed how the white lather accented Lisa's black skin.
Racist.
And we're back to the Frollo.
Lisa was watching Kelly wash herself and thought she was taking a long time on her pussy. Then she saw her slip a finger into her cunt.
Ouch, the soap, ouch.
There has been multiple fakes where they've gotten soap in there.
Oh, God, this burns.
So much. You don't want soap in there. Oh, my God.
I'm Deckard Cain, and my majestic vagina can't take this. Lisa almost gasped but caught herself. She couldn't believe Kelly was playing with herself right in front of her. As she stood there staring, Kelly looked up and their eyes met. Kelly looked down and saw Lisa was doing the same thing. Lisa had slipped a finger into her pussy without realizing it.
Why with the soap?
How
hold on, let me just watch my vagina. Oh, finger slipped. Oh, well.
Yep, that's what happens with that soap.
That's what happens when your vagina has a gravitational pull, at least.
Well, that's why they tell you to not put soap, not use soap to wash your genitals, like the actual area.
Just douche it up with some Baileys.
They tell you guys that. They definitely don't tell us that.
Yes. Nope, they just
it's
tell us.
Greatly encouraged.
It's just because fingers are much harder to slip into urethra than into the vagina.
Yeah,
no, I would think it'd be harder to slip into the urethra.
Deckard Cain apparently doesn't have long to live, so let him continue reading.
Jesse finished her shower and left. Kelly walked over to Lisa, squeezed her tit, and said, "Feels good, doesn't it?" Then she left.
Wow, okay.
What a tease.
Honk, honk.
See you later. Honk, honk, goodbye.
Lisa couldn't believe Kelly had done that. She had fantasized about Kelly and Jess, but to have Kelly squeeze her tit was almost too much. After school, they were all at the Max, sitting in their usual booth, Zach.
Their usual booth is named Zach.
Zach, Kelly, and Lisa on one side and Screech, Jesse, and Slater on the other. They were sipping their Cokes and discussing the school day. Zach had his hand under the table rubbing Kelly's crotch and she was rubbing his.
Wow. Like,
yay.
Do their genitalia fall if they stop rubbing them? Like,
yes.
They're fidget spinners.
Their genitalia will fall.
Lisa looked down and saw what was that. Is that a vagina plasma cannon?
Yes. Well, yes. I don't know. Let me look.
Yes. It is. The gift. The last gift.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
Lisa looked down and saw what was happening, and this made her pussy wetter. Kelly noticed Lisa squirming and put her other hand on Lisa's crotch and rubbed. This caused her to jump and Screech said, "Something wrong, my pet?"
Is it literally 41 more pages of just this?
Yep.
Fun.
He's got to fuck his mom at some point.
No!
And then what about their dad?
No!
And the grandfather too, obviously.
Stop! They're not going to fuck the clock!
I was gonna see the grandfather clock.
If they fuck the clock, I'm done. She kicked his leg and said, "Everything is fine, and I'm not your pet."
But Steve-O,
what?
That clock, it has a good rhythm.
Everybody went home because Val's joke was terrible.
Oh, I like you.
Oh, you can talk now.
It is my turn to read. Lisa went straight to her room, stripped, and started rubbing her pussy. She was about to come.
As one does.
When her phone rang. It was Kelly. "What are you doing?" asked Kelly. "Did I make you horny at the Max?"
Horny to the Max.
"Is your pussy wet? Mine is soaked." "Kelly, what has gotten into you? You've never acted like this before. I finally realized how much fun I'd been missing. So are you playing with yourself? I can't believe this, but yes, I am. I think
what happened is that Flea from the previous movie showed up.
This sentence is real good.
"I have the middle finger." Drinking!
You can do it. I believe in you.
"I have the middle finger of my left hand in my pussy, and I'm rubbing my clit with my right. With my right pussy, yes."
Yes. There's the left pussy and then the right pussy.
"I'm playing with myself, too. It's just me here with this game of Crossfire, and it's very boring."
Crossfire!
"I just took my finger out of my pussy. Now I'm licking it off. Oh, God, it tastes good."
"I'm licking it off.
And I'm licking it off. Oh, God, it tastes good. Lick your finger, Lisa."
the lack of commas is really getting to me.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, I see one.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah, he reattached it to the keyboard after all this time.
Oh, man, I do see one, too. Oh, my God. Oh, my
Lisa
God.
Lisa pulls her finger from her pussy and sticks it in her mouth. That ghost cake gag.
Next up is Joe being refereed by Logan. It is finger looking good, like KFC's honey barbecue wings.
No, I mean, the new thing is the golden barbecue.
Is that actually a thing?
I think so.
How is it golden? Also, ow, I just accidentally punched my headphones.
Yeah, why rats? The fuck did you do
that? I was scratching my head.
What? I'm so confused.
Still not getting it.
Because I'm bad scratching myself.
Apparently.
Yes.
All right.
I'm breaking bricks with my penis as we speak.
Wonderful. Please tell me more. Oh.
All right. I wish I was there so I could taste you and you could taste me. I'd love to crawl between your black thighs and lick you till you scream. Oh, Kelly, that would be awesome. I'd love to have you eat me and I would love to eat you. I've never done it, but I've dreamed about it. Have you ever done it? Yes, I have. With who? I'd rather not say.
But it was my sister!
It's a long way from West Africa. Come on, Kelly. We're talking dirty and masturbating. You can tell me. I promise I won't tell anyone. Okay, it was Nikki.
It's totally a
wow,
lie.
She acquiesced quickly.
Yeah, from 13-year-olds, they're so going to talk about it. The entire school's going to know in less than 2 days.
You ate your little sister's pussy? That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
Oh,
no. Come.
She rubbed her clit faster and shoved her finger
deep.
I just have, like, it's Saved by the Bell was in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So they're talking on their big-ass phone, like, with their head on to the side, like, holding the...
Yeah. Yeah, as you do.
Isn't that awkward for
Wait,
sex?
Yeah. And like, also, they had conversations where they were using both hands, so what's the deal with that?
It's just...
And what's the deal with incest?
No, get out.
Hearing Lisa come set Kelly off too, and she moaned into the phone. I guess older phone quality wasn't what it used to be, so.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm coming too.
That night at home, Zach thought his mother was checking him out.
No, no.
How do you just think that out of the blue? Like,
well, if you read the next sentence, you'll kind of get the picture of how he figured it out.
He caught her staring at his crotch several times and even licking her lips. Okay, that'll do it.
He was really hungry for wieners.
He had never thought of her in a sexual way before, but she That's was probably really enough. Turning him on. No, the yeah. next sentence. His dad, Derek, arrived home from work around 8 p.m.
I feel like no dad has ever been named Derek. I feel like when you become dad, if your name is Derek, it just becomes a different name.
A cooler name.
A cooler name.
No, you're just called Dad.
Sorry to all the Dereks out there, but I mean, somebody had to say it.
If anybody in here is listening to this episode and you're named Derek, please like us on Facebook and post a message saying your name is Derek and we will issue an official apology to you.
I ain't issuing shit.
And told Zach and Melanie he would be out of town several days on business. Thank God. He would leave Wednesday and return Sunday. This wasn't unusual. His job kept him very busy. Even when he was home, he was constantly on the phone. This was one reason Melanie was so horny. Their sex life was down to once every couple of weeks. My God.
How horrible.
When they did have sex, though, it was fantastic. He was just too tired most nights. Later that night...
And he has a headache, and also he has had a long day at work.
There's no page break on the next page.
He had a long headache at work.
No, there isn't, because you're still reading.
Yeah.
Three asterisks is not the same. Also, shit, yes. Let me do that.
Yeah, no page break, asshole. Stop trying to be cool.
I must have skipped that page. Shit.
No, you just stop there. Continue reading!
Oh, okay, fine. Later that night, Zach heard his mom moaning, so he got up and walked to their door, like you do.
Yeah.
It was open a crack, so he looked in and saw his mom and dad 69ing. She had all of his cock in her mouth. She started to slide it out.
Oh, hi! We're trying to make you a little brother!
Yeah, no, you don't make little brothers with 69ing, Steve. I don't know if you know how this process works.
I don't know, Logan. Tell me more.
Yes,
well,
tell us more.
When a man loves a woman,
sing it
much,
like Michael Bolton if you're going to do it like that.
No.
Damn.
When a man loves a woman!
When a man loves a woman! Like that?
Yeah. Also, what am I getting an alarm for? Oh, right. Bedtime.
Steve-O, go to bread.
Go to bread.
Okay, I'll just leave the episode recording all night.
Yay, okay. Let's read all 49 pages of this.
Continue.
She started to slide it out like a slide whistle, and Zach couldn't believe how big it was. It must have been at least 10 inches long and extremely thick. Zach smiled, thinking, I hope mine gets that big.
Nah, you got your mom's jeans.
He kept watching as his mom straddled his dad's cock and slid it into her cunt. Oh, Derek, I love your big cock. It fills me completely, she said as she started humping faster.
Oh, Derek. Faster.
Next up is Val being refereed by Sean. I'm still working on adding page breaks.
Yep.
I can't believe how horny you are tonight, Mel. We just screwed a couple of nights ago. Oh, boo-hoo.
I know, but I've been really horny all day today.
She was riding him hard, making sure she got every inch when she heard a noise. She looked towards the door and saw Zach watching them. This made her even hotter and she fucked faster. Oh, there's not even a period there. Oh god, Mel, get ready, I'm going to come. God, yes, fill me up with your cream. Come on, squirt it in me and let me feel it. That is not
really... Fill me with your cream!
Turn me into a Boston cream donut.
I hope it's lactose intolerant, like lactose-free. Zach couldn't believe his luck watching his mom and dad fuck.
No child has ever thought that.
His hand was a blur on his cock. Wow, that might be unhealthy.
No, thank you, Sonic.
Thank you, Green Scout. I love that screenshot.
Jeez.
His hand was a blur on his cock, and he knew he was about to come too. His dad's hands were holding his mom's ass, and he was humping up into her ass as she slammed down onto him. She looked at the door again and saw Zach's hands flying as he jerked off as fast as he could. He's like,
flying?
Yep.
His hands are a plane now.
It's you. It's you. Yes, he's holding his cock with one hand, and with the other one is going.
I just sneezed so hard I knocked my headset off.
Great job. That was all it took. She slammed down one last time, then she screamed as she had the most intense orgasm she had ever felt. Her pussy squeezed Derek's cock hard and caused him to come.
Derek.
He held her ass tight as he shut load after load up her cunt. Zach held his left hand over the head of his cock to catch his cum so he wouldn't make a mess. At least
you could always just shoot it on your chest like a normal person.
Well, he's standing up.
Yeah.
Well,
you would have to, like...
Lean back.
I can't imagine, like, the guy just...
He's not doing the rock
do
away.
The limbo.
Just do the fucking Dio pose and lean all the way back and come on your chest.
That's what Fat Joe was talking about.
Yep, do the rock away.
He hurried back to his room and licked his hand clean. Man, he love cum.
Ah.
Yeah, I never... No.
I've already made a custom business cards for Logan. Can I make custom FNF t-shirts that just says, man, you loved cum? And it's just that angry image of David.
I don't know. Can we actually sell those on the Amazon t-shirt store?
Probably
no, but I would get
those in kid sizes.
I would get it as a special thing to give away at conventions.
No, not sure. Make it a poster or something. Oh, make it postcards.
Oh god.
No, I think a t-shirt.
Dear mom, I'm having a wonderful time at sleepaway camp. Jimmy is in my bunk, but he's sleeping far away, so I can't get his jelly beans overnight. The food here is terrible. I'm not bad at basketball, but for some reason kids make fun of me because I have two different kinds of shoes. Sorry, I'm sending you this letter on this postcard. I know you don't like me listening to this show. Love, Billy.
Man, he loved Cole.
Man, he loved Cole.
I think that's.
Did that just happen?
Yes.
Yep.
The next day at school seemed to last forever. At the max after school, Lisa said, "Kelly, why don't you come over to my house so we can study?" "That sounds great. Let's go." They got to Lisa's house and went to her room. That was quick.
Yeah, they describe everything else in such detail, but the going to a room right there.
No, going to the house, like, after school and everything. Where are your parents? They won't be home until later. We have the house all to ourselves, Lisa said with a big smile. So what do you want to do? Kelly asked, walking over to Lisa and squeezing her tits. Okay, very nonchalant. I think you have the same idea as I do, Lisa said as she reached out and started rubbing Kelly's tits. Her tits to tits.
Next up is Sean being refereed by me.
They removed each other's clothes. Kelly couldn't get over how sexy her white hands looked rubbing Lisa's black body.
Racist.
Racist.
Ebony racist. And ivory.
Coming together in perfect harmony.
It's in Safe by the Bell.
They lay on the bed kissing passionately, their hands exploring each other's bodies like Lewis and Clark. Kelly starts sucking Lisa's right nipple. She ran her hand down Lisa's flat stomach and onto her pussy. She found Lisa's hole and slid a finger inside. Wow, there's a comma.
Wow!
She had no trouble because Lisa was soaking wet. Lisa moaned as Kelly fingered her and pulled her head tight against her chest.
Oh, Kelly, that feels so good.
Another comma.
No, that's a period. Oh, wait, yeah, no. Never mind. There's another comma in there.
I love the way you're finger-fucking me.
Kelly took her mouth off Lisa's nipple and said with a grin,
"You haven't felt anything yet."
Oh my god, a semicolon.
No! We've entered a new echelon!
Wait till I get my tongue in there. I'm gonna lick you till you think you're gonna die. That sounds so good. I want you to eat me and I want to eat you.
They're cannibals now. She reached down and slid a finger into Kelly's cunt. She was soaking wet.
Is there anything in this world that is not soaking wet?
Not at this point.
No. She pulled her finger out and rubbed Kelly's clit. Kelly screamed as she felt a small orgasm shake her body. She slid down Lisa's body and in between her thighs. She used two fingers to open Lisa's pussy lips.
You have the most beautiful pussy I've ever seen.
And I've only seen two!
Not
a good metric!
Yeah.
It's so pink and juicy inside.
It's not a watermelon!
It is a watermelon.
No, it's not! Oh!
That's racist.
Just continuously repost the "that's racist" gif over and over and over again.
She said as she buried her face in Lisa's crotch, licking as deep as possible.
My keys are in there somewhere!
Lisa screamed, "Eat me! Please don't stop!"
Okay, maybe she is just an anthropomorphic watermelon. Is that a thing?
No, she's, damn it. I'm spacing on that actor's name. You played, Kay in the fucking Men in Black?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones is at the end of the first movie just shouting, "Eat me."
Also, Jesus Christ, this is the first image result when you Google anthropomorphic watermelon.
Oh, what's this gonna look like? Jesus Lord Almighty.
I do like the vest.
It is a pretty nice vest, yes. And that bow tie.
Very dapper.
Yep.
Kelly kept licking, then she licked down to Lisa's asshole. She stuck her tongue in and started fucking Lisa with her tongue. Lisa was shaking and screamed, "Lick my ass, you bitch!
Everyone at Fort McMurray wonders what Sean does on Wednesday nights.
No, they already, at this point, they already know.
Oh, no, they have to know.
I'm guessing in this world, it's normal to, like, either everyone has bidets or it's normal to give yourself an enema after you shit.
Wait a minute, you're French and you pronounced it bidets.
Yeah, because I'm talking to English people.
It's bidet. Yeah.
We all know it's fucking pronounced bidet. We're not
we
idiots.
We all say bidet.
I don't know about that.
Okay, Kelly slammed a finger up Lisa's ass and started pumping it in and out.
Slam, and welcome to the jam.
I was trying not to make that joke, but yeah.
It's bad.
Lisa humped her ass, trying to get more of Kelly's finger inside her as she pulled Kelly's face hard against her pussy. Kelly licked her clit, and Lisa's body went stiff, and she flooded Kelly's mouth with pussy juice.
Whoosh.
That was awesome,
Lisa panted.
Give me a minute to catch my breath, then it's my turn to make you scream. While we're resting, tell me how it feels when Zach fucks you. We haven't fucked yet, but it felt great when he ate my pussy, and I loved sucking his cock. We were going to fuck last Friday night, but we ran out of time, thanks to my stupid 11 o'clock curfew. That must have been frustrating. Did he come in your mouth? Did you swallow it? Yes, he did, and it tasted amazing. It was so warm and thick, and there was so much of it, some leaked out and ran down my chin.
Oh, man, you should see a doctor! Because you can't have done dog control! That's bad!
God, Kelly, you're turning me on again. Lie down and let me eat your cunt.
She buried her face in Kelly's pussy and started licking it from one end to the other.
One end to the other. I'm going to lick you.
I'm going to lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's... Next up is Logan being refereed by Sean.
Okay.
And that should close us out for the evening.
What voice am I doing?
Whatever you want. Freestyle. Free for all.
Ah! Turn around, Lisa. I want to eat you, too.
Okay, not sexy.
Very sexy. Go with it.
That is the opposite.
Lisa turned around and lowered her pussy onto Kelly's mouth.
That is anthropomorphic watermelon sexy. Stop it.
And started fucking her with it.
Steve-O, you talk over him. I couldn't hear
Steve-O,
anything.
If you talk over me again, I'll come to your house and beat you up.
Well, at least you won't do anything to my rectum.
Well, that might be included.
Nice try.
Oh, Lisa, fuck me with your finger. That feels so good. Please don't stop.
I don't like this.
Lisa pulled her finger out of Kelly's pussy and slid up her ass.
It's that hard to understand what you're saying because you're speaking so fast.
Well, I am perfectly enunciating every single word.
Why don't you slow it down like 10%? Come back quarterly.
You know, I kind of feel like this is part of the appeal.
It's not, though, because it makes more sense to understand what's been... Just do whatever you
want. That was Al. It took and Kelly screamed into Lisa's pussy as she started to come. She bit Lisa's clit. Oh, Jesus!
That's what happens when you read so fast, Logan. You make mistakes.
I didn't make a mistake.
You bit the clit.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it says in the fic, so get fucked.
To the bit the clit.
Bit the clit.
And that triggered Lisa's second major orgasm in 10 minutes. They lay there resting in each other's arms, and Kelly said, I'd better go home. Jeez, already?
Yeah. Well, you did bite my clitoris.
We'll have to study together again. They both laughed as they got dressed. Zach's mom knew, and he and Kelly had a date Friday night, and she really wanted to fuck them.
To watch? Wow! Hold on! Hold on! Wait a minute! Stop the car!
She wanted both of those things.
And turn it around, return it to the depot. Read it again.
Zach's mom knew he and Kelly had a date Friday night, and she really wanted to watch them fuck.
Much different than what you first said.
Fuck you.
Not that much different.
Not that much different. On Friday night, she told Zach she had a...
Nope.
On... Oh, it says morning.
How do you even make that mistake?
How about go fuck yourself?
I will, after the show.
On Friday morning, she told Zach she had to help a sick friend, and she wouldn't be home till Saturday. She couldn't believe his... Oh. He couldn't believe his luck. He could bring Kelly over and fuck her in his own bed.
His dick got hard just thinking about it. His mom looked at the lump in his crotch and grinned. She planned to sneak into the house and watch them. She could feel her pussy spasm and getting wetter.
Now he's the lump haver.
Oh, okay, I figured it out just real fast. It's not going to be a t-shirt. It's not going to be a poster. Whenever, if ever, David passes away, his memorial plaque is going to be the engraved image of angry him with headphones, just with the phrase, man,
he loved cum.
He loved cum.
Zach told Kelly both of his parents would be gone all night, and they would have the house all to themselves. She was really excited, and she told Lisa about it. Why don't you tell your parents you're staying with me tonight? Then you could spend all night with Zach. Oh, okay. She's saying this to Lisa. I was like, that seems like a weird sentence for Zach to say. That's a great idea. Thanks, Lisa. No problem. I just want to hear all the juicy details. They both laughed and went about their usual school day routine. Get off my screen, fly. Chapter Shoot. 3. It!
The
was
movie.
Finally Friday night. Zach and Kelly met at the Mac. At the Max?
Yep. That is the name of the store, or eatery.
I believe that's the name of an eatery.
Yeah, it's a diner.
They walked to Zach's house for their big night.
You said, yeah.
And that's it.
And that, my good people,
and
is
that
the
was
end.
All it was.
Man, he loved cum.
Man, he loved cum.
Ripping pepperoni.
Oh, that was, you know what, if it's another like 30-40 pages of this, I'm not gonna complain. This is really fun. So thank you very much, Joe, for joining us. Thank you, David, for not being here and getting mad that we've already finalized what's on your memorial plaque.
He doesn't listen to the show, so he'll never know.
And don't tell him. Nobody tell him. He's never going to read through the logs. He's never going to listen to the episode. Don't tell him a damn thing.
I'm telling everyone.
Don't. You're in on this.
No, I'm going to tell everyone that's not Dave.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I look forward to another week or two of just nonstop sex and t-shirt design. Woo.